This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. This day in sports history. It's March 5th, and on this day in 1973, it was one of the more, should we say, interesting trades in history. So this trade was not between two teams. Rather, it was between two players on the same team. And the trade had actually been made the summer before, but it didn't come to light until this day, and it was so unusual that it made national headlines at the time. Now, this wasn't one player swapping a jersey number with another guy because he had some superstition. Instead, it was a wife swap. No, wait. It was actually more like a family swap. The two players were New York Yankees pitchers Mike Kekich and Fritz Peterson. The two guys, along with their wives, had been friends for about 3 years before all this came together, or split up. Clichés may be difficult with this one. Anyway, everybody knew everybody, and they got along. Kekich was the first to bring up the subject at a party in July of 1972 when he told Peterson that he loved Peterson's wife, Marilyn, more than his own. Kekich had already told his current wife, Suzanne, the same thing. Well, the four of them talked into the night long after most everybody else went home from this particular party. All four agreed, and the men traded their wives, kids, and even their dogs, in essence, their lives. So how did things turn out? Did the two guys go on a tear in baseball after the trade? Not so much. Peterson had actually been an all-star in 1970, winning 20 games, and had just won 17 in 1972. But in 73, Peterson went in the tank, winning just 8 and losing 15. His ERA was a respectable 3.96, though. One telling stat is that in the previous 4 years, he led the American League for the least walks per game. In 73, he did not, and his number of walks per start jumped. Peterson was traded to Cleveland in 74. Kekich was used as both a starter and reliever. In 73, he started just 4 games for the Yankees, going 1-1 before being traded to Cleveland midway through the 1973 season. In life, the marriage between Kekich and his new wife, Marilyn, did not last very long. They were divorced after a few years. But for Fritz and his new wife, Suzanne, they're still married, at last check, and living in the Chicago area. The story was at one time headed to the big screen with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon producing the story, but that project appears to be on the shelf for now. Also on this day, in 1931, Fort Wayne's WGL Radio broadcast the first game of the American Basketball League's championship series between the Brooklyn Visitations and the Fort Wayne Hoosiers. It was the first live radio broadcast of a basketball game ever. It's amazing there was ever a second game on radio, though. The final was 14-10 in favor of Brooklyn. And in 1985, New York Islander Mike Bossy scored his 50th goal of the year, becoming the first NHL player to score 50 goals in 8 straight seasons. It came in a 5-4 OT loss to the Flyers, though. He would finish with 58 that season, and then come back the next year and make it 9 straight years with 50-plus goals. And today's non-sports, did you know? Venus is the only planet in our solar system that rotates clockwise. That's all for today. More tomorrow on This Day in Sports History. This has been an original Thrive Suite production.
Hey there, Sports History fans.
We've got some exciting news to share with you. Six of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No-Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all six of them. Again, every vote counts, and we gotta show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You gotta go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.